Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPW, share number 144. We were in the middle of various Svarim and books, Shalva Ba'amein HaSayach, and a book, The Truth About Love by Pat Love, which we were in the middle of. We're going to go back to that for some of these Shiurim and go back to Shalva Ba'amein HaSayach with other Shiurim. And the Pat Love book has very important Yesaidais, very important foundations. One, we're going to talk today about commitment and about trust. And commitment means that it gives you the right to expect your husband to meet at least some of your needs some of the time. It doesn't mean that you get all your needs met all the time, but it's a promise of some type of availability. People often don't commit because they don't want the other person to have the right to expect something they don't want to do. But as maturity level increases and to have a satisfying marriage overall, the roles become clear. There's a healthy commitment and an understanding of what each spouse has a right to expect that, need to be fulfilled or things to happen for one another. A sense of we-ness, a sense of, on one hand, viewing yourselves as individuals, but as well as also you viewing yourself as a unit. So when you're committed to a relationship to ensure long-term satisfaction, to survive the highs and lows of married life, it's going to go through normal lulls, things that are just, regular routine things and not exciting things. And none of us is perfect enough to have this undying devotion and feeling of love 24/7 on a daily basis. It's not realistic. It's not how the relationships work. Even with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with going to Shul and Shabbos, we have different degrees of excitement and lack of excitement, and we work through it. So, but the idea is the commitment to be committed to whatever it takes to make it work, to do your best to try to improve the relationship, that the commitment is a sort of source of satisfaction in the relationship, to put the needs of the relationship very often before your own needs. That doesn't mean you don't take care of yourself. Of course you do. You take care of your own needs as well in a healthy way, but you put the needs of the relationship in a very high importance to you, and to show appreciation for your spouse. There are people that have mixed priorities in marriage. Very often, if a couple has a lot of chemistry sexually, the sex will be a high priority in the marriage for the both of them or for one of them. For other people, it's a security of commitment. They want compatibility. For others, they want a certain diversity and difference. For others, it's a source of conflict. But the idea is to align your priorities together in a healthy, normal way. We talked about, and we'll talk about more, these three aspects. There's the chemistry aspect of connection, there's compatibility, and then there's the commitment aspect. But the idea of communication and to be clear and reasonable and flexible, you communicate honestly with yourself and with your husband. To be specific about it, to be thoughtful, help around the house, be intimate, support me, take care of me. That could be vague. These languages sometimes too vague. Sometimes you have to be more specific. I need you to come by to that office party that we're having on, Thursday, 7 o'clock. Or if you could show up with the children over here and could you, I wouldn't need to take a nap. Could you take care of the children for 45 minutes? I could take a nap. Like very clear guidelines. Because sometimes it's a lack of communication. It's vague. And they don't get it, they have to sort of be a mind reader to know what you want. Here you just express it in a specific, normal, healthy way. And with the right communication and willingness to work with each other, your needs get met, and you get to meet the needs of your spouse if they express it clearly as well. Being reasonable is very important. To connect your expectation with a certain degree of reality, which means that unrealistic expectations That's one of the biggest causes of dissatisfaction in marriage. Expecting your spouse to have the same desires as you, to think exactly the way you do, to focus on your needs and not the other way around at all, and to never think of his needs, your husband's own needs that he wants, you know, that he feels need that he needs, that's unrealistic to have him always think about your needs and your needs only. Or just to put it out, you know, when my husband isn't interested in a particular subject, okay, so I'll visit my mother or my aunt, or I'll call somebody, because when I get upset, they'll listen to me, you know. And so that's not really a healthy thing. It doesn't mean you need to be codependent, but there needs to be a certain willingness to be flexible, to change the way you relate to each other when the need arises, to be fair about your expectation in the relationship, to give and receive deep love and satisfaction. And whether it's physical, sexual things, whether it's emotional things, whether it's spiritual things, the I love you, the care and the connection. But we're going to talk right now, for the rest of this year, about building trust. Because true love is built on that foundation of trust. What holds you together during times when you are apart, either because of distance or because of busyness and other commitments. And the word really is trust, a loyalty. A satisfied couple keeps the faith, even in the absence of immediate evidence. The problem is when you have new couples, they just jump and they don't work on the building trust. And they don't create that strong connection that will last through highs and lows of love. They rely on their infatuation or in their, you know, emotions at the time. But they have to learn over years, over time, over hard work to deepen their love by experience, by being dedicated, by building that firm foundation of trust. Trust is you let your husband go out to learn and not worried that something, you know, negative is happening. And the same thing with a husband trusting his wife to go to a shir or wherever it is and not having to be worrying. So, you know, people use trust as a term of just being sexually faithful and things like that. But there's idea of trust in a more, you know, basic way of reliability, of dependability, of that I have your back, that I'm always there for you. To trust is really to depend on a person, to support the person no matter what. So that is the idea, honesty over time. Honesty over time, building up the building blocks of that honesty in the best possible way. Telling your spouse what you need and you get it, and the vice and the other way around, to tell the truth, to be faithful, to share things. You know, a lot of relationship books do not focus on that trust loyalty aspect. And that's a big issue. You know, the idea is that without trust in a relationship, you will always live with anxiety, which will lead to conflict and distance and stress and all those types of things. So it is very important to build that trust with one another, to daven for that, to ask for siyata d'shmaya for that, and to do things for each other, with each other, that builds that trust together, that ne'emanus, that loyalty. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for siyata d'shmaya, shalom bayis, to help you with that. So that is the idea about building trust. To build trust by being honest, by being loyal, and by being forthcoming. You build trust by sticking to one another, by being loyal, like we said. You have tough issues, but you work with each other. Sometimes it's hard, but you have to be done the kafschus, give people the benefit of the doubt. And that's really, some people have, because they were let down from previous issues, previous relationships, previous being let down by parents or as teenagers, that we throw that on our husbands. He could be a very trustworthy person, and we just simply don't trust him, and there's no basis for that. We overreact sometimes. Sometimes we are perfectionist in our expectation, or we overreact if our husband disappoints us in a certain way. And we look for that, or we're too hard on ourselves, or too hard on our spouses, and so on and so forth. So the idea of building trust through consistency, through dependability, to say what you're going to do and then just do it, that is really the idea of building trust, being true to your word. I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going to be on time. And if you're late, you explain I was in traffic, and you know, there's a direct honesty in regard to that. So again, the idea of trust works in many, many aspects. There's the chemistry of trust, to be sexually faithful to one another. And in intimate life, to trust each other in the bedroom with the sexual needs, to be honest with each other with it, to trust each other in enjoying each other, keeping things confidential and between the two of you, but be realistic about the expectation there, but be patient in that intimate part of life. Compatibility. Compatibility means to be understanding in friendship with one another, to have fun together, to share things together, to share important things in their life events together, to be reliable and to be loyal to each other, to help resolve conflicts together, not to criticize, to build commitment, to be committed to the relationship, to be confident in that commitment, to be an inspiration, to be aware what needs attention in the relationship, and to build that relationship and to build that trust. So all of this is very, very important. We talked today about building trust, about building that friendship, about working on being committed, both in the chemistry level of trying to connect to each other physically and emotionally, and with compatibility, we're working on aligning to each other and working on that trust aspect very much, that builds that strong commitment and loyalty to one another. Bracha v'atzlacha.